death by dark web feederism. I have always been a sucker for a good feederism show. I have this addiction to food, and even though it will make me fat, I just want to keep eating and eating. I limit myself, though. I don't want to be overweight, so I enjoy watching other people consume copious amounts of food for their own pleasure. The videos always seem so fake. Time after time, I would run into a cam girl or a porn show, where either she would be real fat and just eat on the cam, or the porn show would be mostly about porn and no real intention of the person getting fatter and fatter. I wanted to see a person gorge on food. I wanted to see how much they could handle before they gave up, so I started visiting feeders and forums and asking around. Everyone was really quite clueless. No one really understood what I wanted. They were all into the fantasy as well and didn't want to show their faces on cam, nor did they have anyone to feed them. I was so bummed. "Doesn't anyone really eat and get fat on command?" I screamed on the keyboard in one forum. My Yahoo messenger chimed at me. I looked at Yahoo and there was an ID requesting a chat I didn't recognize. But the name was Chowdown246001. I was quite intrigued by the name, so I accepted the request. "Yes?" I quizzed. "I can help you," the absent voice on the other end typed. "Help me with what?" There was a short pause, and then Chow sent a picture of a man tied up on a chair, dressed in a gimp suit. He was tied up, and his stomach was swelling in such a way there was no way it was normal. "What is this? Another porn show?" I quickly typed, a little annoyed. "Not at all. This is a live show about to happen right now." Suddenly, a download file popped up on my screen. "Download this file, click on the server, Fatass BDSM, and type in the passcode ampersand3DF20A@. It will let you in." Not really caring if it was a virus or not, I downloaded the file and opened it. For a moment, nothing happened. Then a server browser popped up with many different server names and numbers. I scrolled through the list until I found Fatass BDSM and clicked on it. Within a few moments, a dialogue popped up asking for the password. I typed it in and waited. Suddenly, a large window popped up with a different guy sitting in the chair. He was a bit fatter than the other. There were two windows next to his picture, one with a list of names and the other with a chat these people were participating in. I looked at the names and realized they were the passcodes used. Anonymous. I like that, I smiled. The man in the chair had a leather mask over his head and his mouth and eyes completely cut out. The rest of his body was naked except for the boxers. His hands were bound behind his back, and his legs were bound to the legs of the chair. I could see a smile on his face through the cut leather. A woman walked into the room. She was dressed like a housewife from the 1950s. Her black hair was pulled up into a ponytail, and her 1950s dress looked like she was about ready to go to a sock hop. She wore 5-inch heels with bobby socks and a plaid skirt. This was really becoming amusing. I was about to log off. Then she rolled a table into the room. On the table was an assortment of food from donuts to a huge pan of lasagna. There was so much food that no way anyone could eat the whole thing. "Feed him donuts," one of the chatters spoke up. She started to feed the man the donuts one at a time. He chewed them up and swallowed like nothing was going on. "Make him drink a soda," another chatter typed. She smiled and grabbed the back of his mask and pulled his head back. She started pouring soda into his mouth until he gagged and choked. When he spit it out, she slapped him. Soda was dribbling down his chin and making a big mess on the floor when he burped. "Say excuse me, bitch," someone typed. She slapped him again. "Say excuse me." He did. Then the text started to get violent. "Hey, bitch. Give the fat fuck more." She wagged her finger at the camera as if condemning the swearing and picked up a bunch of lasagna with her hands and started shoving it into his mouth. Pile after pile of lasagna went into his mouth, and he chewed and swallowed until he couldn't take any more. He started to retch, and she slapped him. If he retches again, punch him in the gut. She shoved more soda and lasagna into his mouth, and he started to gag. She punched him in the gut twice. He stopped and accepted more food, this time somehow managing to keep it down. As she poured more soda down his throat, tears started to squeeze through the bottom of his mask. His bare stomach was getting so big that it possibly couldn't be normal. I was curious why this guy wasn't vomiting yet, because that was something I did not want to see. "Why hasn't he puked yet?" I typed, immediately regretting what I wrote. She gave me a wicked grin, then poured more soda down his throat and started smacking him over and over again until he retched and let out soda all over the floor. He tried again, but she held his mouth shut. He spasmed involuntarily until the feeling subsided, I supposed. "Dump all of that pie in his mouth." The man screamed something that sounded like, "Safe word, safe word." But she shook her head no. "Kill him with the food." The commands were going one after the other. It was revolting and scaring. This wasn't feederism. This was murder. "Make him eat and die." "Safe word," he bawled and tried to jump from the chair. His restraints held him as he crashed to the floor. He stared right at me. I could see the pain in his eyes. The woman brought out a funnel and a tube, then attached it to his head in a halter and held the funnel with her hand while she held him down with her foot. She started pouring the chocolate milk mixture into the funnel, and as he swallowed and swallowed, it was gone. The next one started, and he continued to try and drink, but his eyes were bulging, and his stomach was so stretched that it looked like it would burst. He kept on drinking. The chatter started to put up dollar figures in the chat window. It started with $25 and then went up to $995. Then stayed for 2 minutes while she continued to fill him up with chocolate mix. There was a bell sound in the room. It was the first time she spoke. It sounded that maybe she was Russian. $995 is the top bid. What would you like? The patron 5-string-3-S-0-1 took a moment to type it out, and the words of horror across the screen took me by surprise. "Pour the mix in his funnel until his stomach ruptures." I heard a cha-ching sound, and the words "winner" were now next to 5-string-3-S-0-1's name. A short man, about 4'3", wheeled in a lot of chocolate mix already made and set it beside the woman. The man's eyes bulged from his mask as tears welled up in his eyes. From the looks of it, he was begging us to stop, but no one would. I tried to look away from the screen, but then I wondered if it was all even real. "It's probably fake," I laughed to myself. She looked right at me and started to pour the first jug down the tube. "It's not fake, Randy. Would you like to be next?" My heart pounded at her words. Somehow she knew my name and she heard my voice. I watched as she poured jug after jug into the poor guy's throat until he violently convulsed and stopped. His head turned toward us. His blood and chocolate poured from his mouth and he choked. Soon the life from his eyes dissipated and he was gone. "Do you?" She laughed and pointed at the camera. I quickly shut off the laptop and vomited into the trash can next to my desk. I had heard of this happening on the dark web before, but I didn't know I was there. I wiped the machine and trashed the hard drive. I never wanted to be near that again. A few days later, I got a call on my cell phone. "Are you ready to play, Randy?" the familiar Russian woman asked. I threw the phone against the brick wall and left town. I never returned.